Hello, it's Wednesday, September 27th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Do you know why so many people in this supposed alternative media don't like us? Why they don't like Wing TV? It's for one reason. It's because they can't control us, and it's because we speak about things they don't want us speaking about. Here's our philosophy. If you're a phony, we're coming after you. If you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, we're going to expose you. And if you're trying to fool the good people out there listening to these shows, we're going to shine a light on you, just like we're going to do today. So, if people out there are running scared about the things we talk about on Wing TV, let them all be forewarned, because we refuse to keep our mouths shut about the crap going on. And I'll make the admission right now. Lisa and myself rarely even listen to a lot of quote-unquote alternative internet radio anymore. Do you know the reason why? It's because most of it is crap. Most of it is phony. What you have is people either trying to peddle their videos through the entire show. Buy my video, and then when the commercial comes on, they hard sell the video. Or they have people trying to get money for the network. It's all a big money scam. And when they say to you, we have to spread the word, we have to keep spreading the word.
No, they have to extend their customer database.
Right. This has become a mantra. We have to spread the word. Well, are they doing this because they want the truth out there on a wider basis? No. It's because, as Lisa said, they need more customers.
Well, it would be believable if they would tell the truth. It would be believable that they want to, you know, extend the network and widen the circle and get more people awake and aware if they were telling the truth. And but they're not telling the truth, a lot of them.
Well, and the reason why they keep needing new customers is because anytime anyone tunes in for any period of time, they start catching on to all the little tricks of the trade. And then they find, because when somebody comes in, they're a newcomer, they hear this, they're like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing in the world. And they send their checks off and they buy my video. But then after some time goes by and they tune into Wing TV or they read our articles exposing all these phonies.
They're not just us. There's some other good people out there.
Right. I'm just using us as an example. What they do then is say, wait a second. This is the same kind of scam job that the carnival barkers use, that the cult figures use, that the televangelists use, that the government uses, and on and on and on. So they keep needing to expand their customer base because after a while, the people that tune in say, I'm not giving them any more of my money. Are you crazy?
Well, either that or they've been sucked dry from repeatedly donating, and then they still get chastised that they haven't donated enough or they need to donate more.
Now, we're bringing all this up because yesterday we heard a guy on RBN. What's his name, Lisa?
D.L. Abramson.
Now, I want to repeat that name, D.L. Abramson. First of all, we'd never even heard of him. But the last name, Abramson, obviously Jewish. People say, oh, is this a racist thing? No, it's not a racist thing. But as you're going to see, the same thing that corrupted and destroyed the mainstream media is happening on John Stattmiller's RBN radio station. D.L. Abramson is Jewish, and he's spreading so much disinformation that we're going to bring it out today, lay it on the table for all of you to hear.
When we went to the AFP conference in D.C., John Stattmiller did a speech, and in that speech he said that we need to put a younger face on this movement. And I guess this is part of putting on that younger face, putting a younger face to the 9/11 Truth Movement and the Patriot Movement.
And he said that before on his radio show.
And his kid's 23.
Right. And it's a good idea. We certainly should include a younger audience in the Patriot Movement. But why does it necessitate getting someone that's so blatantly disinformation? And we heard about half of this show yesterday. So what Lisa did this morning was listen to the archive, the entire one-hour show. Now, this is just one-hour show, and we're going to go over everything that D.L. Abramson said. And as everybody knows, there is a Jewish control of the mainstream media. That there's no argument whatsoever about it. There's been so many article is published that nobody can deny it. Why now are we allowing, why is John Stadtmiller allowing this 23-year-old Jewish kid to come onto his network and spew the kind of disinfo that came out of this show?
And we also know there is a significant Zionist Israeli operative role in the events of 9/11.
Correct.
We know that, but not according to D.L. Abramson.
Now, what we're going to do today is Lisa's going to go over the notes that she took on his show yesterday, D.L. Abramson, and we're going to comment as she goes through it. And by the end of this show, I want every person out there to contact RBN, to contact John Stadtmiller personally, and say, what the hell is going through your mind? Because John Stadtmiller should be ashamed of himself for putting this kind of trash on what could be a very sparkling, stellar network. So
D.L. Abramson does the show False Flag News. He's done the show since, I believe, September 5th, 2006, so he hasn't been doing it more than 2 or 3 weeks.
But see, if you listen to him, this guy knows more, this kid, let me say it like that, this kid knows more than any other person that's ever been on the radio ever before. And when I started studying this stuff, D.L. Abramson was still basically getting out of kindergarten or first grade. And I know the older folks, the people that have been studying it longer than me, they've been doing this ever since D.L. Abramson was in diapers or was just a glimmer in his daddy's eye. But if you listen to him, there's not a person on the planet that's more authoritative on this subject than him.
It's very troubling. Okay, so he does this show, False Flag News, on RBN. And he lists his chief consultant as Webster Tarpley. Webster Tarpley is one of the scholars for 9/11 Truth. He also does a show on RBN. He hooked up with Webster at the Alex Jones Symposium in L.A., it was, right? And I guess now he's an expert on the New World Order, war games, terror drills. He brainstormed with Webster, and they came up with this idea to do this website, and then he subsequently got this show.
Yeah, now, first of all, what's Webster Tarpley doing hanging out with a 23-year-old kid? That's the first thing we got to ask. The second thing is, when we met Webster Tarpley down in Alexandria, Virginia, at the Moussaoui trial earlier this year, and he was talking about the no planes and how he wanted to set up interviews with Jim Fetzer and the no planers, and Lisa asked him about the
no planes.
About
the witnesses.
Right.
I said, what about the people who saw the plane hit the South Tower live with their eyes, not on any television screen? Is this also TV fakery? And he said, what witnesses? He sneered it at me.
Yeah.
And he said
what
he didn't
witnesses?
Want to defang the no-planers.
Yeah, he wanted to promote the no-planes.
He was embracing the no-plane theory at the World Trade Center, which we were horrified about. Okay, so anyway, he's hooked up now with this guy, Abramson. And Abramson says that the truth about 9/11 is this. He's laying it on the line for you, so you better listen up.
Now, this is all from his show yesterday, a one-hour show, and start making a checklist of how much disinformation Abramson is spewing on John Stadtmiller's network.
First of all, he says Al-Qaeda did 9/11.
Okay.
But not the Osama bin Laden Al-Qaeda. Higher up, it's another one. It's not the same one we all think of with the CIA asset Osama bin Laden. Okay?
It's a different Al-Qaeda.
Okay, so it's Al-Qaeda.
Now, doesn't this sound like what the neocons want you to believe?
The real Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
He says also 9/11 was an inside job, only to the degree that NORAD did not intercept the planes.
That's it. So this is LIHOP. They let it happen on purpose.
No, on his show he said that was MIHOP, but in a way, it's MIHOP.
So it was just negligence. They deliberately stood down, but that's the only role that the government had then, right?
He says the hijackers were real. And he says all four of the planes on 9/11 were really hijacked.
Okay.
He says Flight 77 hit the Pentagon.
Okay. Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. There's only a few crackpots in this movement that are still spewing this garbage. Yet, didn't he say the hole was big enough?
Wait, I'm getting at that.
Okay.
He says the hole at the Pentagon is big enough. I mean, he doesn't substantiate what he says.
He doesn't say how big the hole was.
He just makes these declaratory statements. Okay. Flight 93, he says all the cell phone calls were real.
Okay, stop there. Stop there, because we've gone over this time and time again, but we're going to go over it again. When we were in Shanksville this spring, we were in Shanksville. We were on the ground.
And also in Indian Lake.
Right. The person with us had a Verizon cell phone. Tried to make a cell phone call in the spring of 2006. He couldn't even make a cell phone call from the ground
in 2000. No matter where we were.
Right. Now, using also, a Verizon phone.
Also, several people that live in Shanksville have come out and said that they have very terrible service there, cell phone service there. Val McClatchy is one of those people. She's gone on video saying how they don't have very good service there. It's intermittent. They don't always have service. A lot of trouble using cell phones there. Now, that's a person who lives there. She's the woman who took the famous photo, End of Serenity, with the big mushroom cloud.
Lionel has tried numerous times. He does a talk show on WOR in New York City. Said he's tried numerous times on various different flights to try to make a cell phone call, regardless if he's on the ground at 1,000 feet, 20,000 feet. It doesn't work. There's been people in this movement who've done experiments. It doesn't work. Yet, 23-year-old Abramson is now the authority of all authorities and said all of the cell phone calls were real.
Flight 93 wasn't at cruising altitude when they made all the cell phone calls. I'm getting to that.
Well, even that's wrong because...
Yeah. I don't know where he thinks he's getting this information. Oh, I know where he's getting it. He cites the 9/11 timeline from Paul Thompson.
Oh, yeah, there's a good source.
And he's getting a lot of information from Daniel Hopsicker, looks like Alex Jones, 9/11truth.org, Kyle Hentz, that crowd.
There
Jeff Rentz.
Hang on a second. Doesn't everybody start to see the picture here? All of these guys are in the same club.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we were talking yesterday about Putin and Bush and Tony Blair and Chavez and Ahmadinejad and Kofi Annan and all the other ones who know the handshake that are in the same club? If you look at this kid's MySpace, is that what it's called? It's all the same people in the same club spreading the same disinfo. But keep going. What's he talking about?
Okay, let's skip some more of his truth. His truth is that Muhammad Atta was a double agent. And so we need to focus on these hijackers because some of them, like Atta, were double agents. And that information comes straight from Daniel Hopsicker.
Yeah.
It's total wag the dog.
Well, what this is doing again is focusing the attention on the official story that the terrorists, the 19 Arab cave dwellers, actually masterminded the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see where this is going?
Yeah. Okay, so he says the Saudis and the Pakistanis were involved. Now, he said he's willing to call Israel out when Israel does wrong. Of course, he doesn't call Israel out through this whole thing, this whole hour of the show.
Instead,
he calls out the Saudis, the Pakistanis, and the Muslims.
But this guy is so authoritative and has so much knowledge on the subject, maybe he overlooked 9/11 evil. Think so? Do you think he overlooked that book?
I don't know.
That proved Israel's central role?
I don't know. All right. He says, Saudis, Pakistanis, and Muslims are out there that want to kill us and destroy our country. And if he said this once, he said it multiple times.
Now, who's saying this? All you have to do is turn on any mainstream talk radio that's of the neocon variety, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and down the line, Mike Gallagher. And guess what they say? They say that the Muslims and the Pakistanis and the Arabs are all trying to kill us. It sounds like, plus, what nation...
9/11truth.org says the same thing.
Well, what nation in the Middle East would want us to believe that all the Arabs and the Muslims want to kill us? What nation?
Right, well, the one that he doesn't mention.
Yeah, maybe
it's
Israel.
He sure as hell didn't mention that Israel or Zionist elements want to destroy our country.
Yeah.
He didn't say that at all.
Now, do you think that has anything to do with his name being Abramson?
Oh, doubtful.
Yeah.
Okay. He also says, some of the people on the four 9/11 planes were probably double agents that were caught in a drill they didn't know about.
Okay, so let's
just... I don't know how he gets this information.
So let's just lay out even more red herrings to chase.
Well, and it's speculation. I mean, unless he knows something that the rest of the 9/11 truth movement doesn't know, right?
It's been researching it for 5 years, yet he's been doing this show for less than a month since September 5th, but damn, he knows everything.
According to Abramson, there was wreckage found at the Pentagon. Yeah, the government says so, too. Flight 77 did crash, quote, a little bit, into the ground before it hit the Pentagon. And this is why, Abramson says, the hole isn't in the center of the building. This is his technical analysis.
So Flight 77. Whoa. Now, Lisa, think of all the researchers out there that have spent not only hours and hours, but
they've created simulations, years. They've done in-depth technical analyses, and this is what Abramson said just bypasses all that stuff. It did crash a little bit into the ground, you know, that ground that was pristine.
The Pentagon. But I wonder if that's the same as being a little bit pregnant. I mean, it kind of sounds the same. You're a little bit pregnant, a little bit not pregnant. Yeah.
He says there were eyewitnesses to Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for everybody, doesn't it, folks?
Yeah, and look at the researchers who analyzed who these witnesses were what they were involved
in. What's curious is that for the Pentagon, the eyewitnesses, now they're important. When it comes to the World Trade Center towers, the eyewitnesses don't exist.
According to Webster Tarpley. So they want it both ways. When they want to prove there's no planes at the World Trade Center tower, eyewitnesses don't matter, but the eyewitnesses at the Pentagon do matter.
That's right. According to his chief consultant, Webster Tarpley, what eyewitnesses? What eyewitnesses?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't even respond to that. Okay. Abramson says 9/11 was more than just a major psyop. According to him, he says it's a complicated, murky world. I'm really glad he cleared that up for me.
You know, after 5 years, finally case closed. It's been solved.
Because why did we think of that?
What is it? It's murky.
You know why it's getting murkier? Because of people like Abramson out there deliberately confusing the issue even more.
What the hell is John Stattmiller doing allowing this kid on his show for even more than 5 minutes?
Wait, it gets better. According to his 9/11 expertness, Abramson... I call him expertness. What we should be focusing on to wake people up, rather than the controlled demolition, because his stuff's more convincing than the controlled demolition. This is the stuff we should be telling Joe Q public. And forget about the controlled demolition, because that obviously isn't as convincing, nor is the physical evidence. This is the stuff that we should be telling people about to try to wake them up. The identities of double agents, people like Muhammad Atta. Who does that sound like?
Back to Daniel Hopsicker again.
Hijacking drills and war games on the morning of 9/11. Think Webster Tarpley. Think Nico Haupt. Think Kyle Hentz.
Think Mike Rupert.
Uh-huh. How about this one? The cover-up. Where they shipped the steel off to. So you go up to somebody who doesn't know anything about any of this 9/11 stuff, and you right away start telling them about where they shipped the steel off to.
There. Instead of doing...
And that's going to grab them.
Instead of doing the simple 2-minute controlled demolition explanation that we've laid out on Wing TV, let's talk about where they shipped the steel. I mean, this kid's going to last about 1 minute with people until their eyes glaze over.
Here's another one of Abramson's talking points. How they stopped creation of the 9/11 Commission. Excuse me. But I think they created the 9/11 Commission, and they're the ones that put out the 9/11 Commission report.
Yeah, it's also known as the whitewash report.
I don't know. I don't know where this kid came from. Flight schools not investigated by Minnesota and Phoenix FBI agents. That's what we need to get people focusing on.
Straight out of Daniel Hopsicker again, and still reinforcing the official story that Arabs went to flight schools, trained there, hijacked the planes, and masterminded the entire operation.
More Hopsicker stuff. Huffman Aviation and drug dealing operations. That's what we should be focusing on and telling people about.
You know how old that stuff is and how...
You know why Hopsicker must not be selling his books anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. How Bush, Myers, Everhart? Mm-hmm. Is that his name? And somebody else, I didn't write the other guy's name down on my notes, how they never had to testify under oath before the 9/11 Commission. I thought he just said the 9/11 Commission was stopped before it could be created.
Plus, isn't that what you would expect of an inside job conspiracy, that the people that were involved in it or on the periphery of it wouldn't be forced to testify under oath? I mean, that's
logic
101.
Okay. Here's his other talking point. how the Pakistani ISI was wiring money to these guys, the hijackers.
Yeah.
Think Kyle Hintz. The Pakistani general who loved everyone.
Yeah, we were talking about this stuff 4 years ago and realized that it was nothing more than a diversion. It was nothing more than a limited hangout, a red herring, going down the rabbit hole. That's all this kid talks about. Peripheral diversionary subject.
I'm trying to get through this show without having a coughing fit. Okay. He also says that anybody saying there were no cell phone calls on the 9/11 planes is A, sorely mistaken, B, didn't do their homework, or C, well, he doesn't want to say, you know, operative.
Yeah. How many times have we spoken about this subject with Vinny Sammartino, with Visigoth when we did our interviews with him, when Viz did extensive research, when we did extensive research, you came
the
up
Qualcomm
with...
The Qualcomm announcement that they were just coming out with the technology to make it commercially available to the public. They were coming out with it in 2004. It was still 2 years away from being made commercially available to the public. They didn't have the cell switching technology as developed in 2001 as they do today. And today it's still crap.
I'm going to say again, what the hell is John Stadtmiller thinking, having this 23-year-old Jewish disinfo artist on his RBN radio network? I'm going to keep saying it until the end of the show.
Well, this is the new face, the younger face of the 9/11 truth movement.
If this is what Stadtmiller wants with a younger face, then he is out of his mind.
Couldn't he find a younger face that tells the truth?
Yeah. There isn't a worse radio show host I've ever heard. He even makes Greg Zemanski look somewhat
That's
credible.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
All right. Anyway, he says the cell phone calls happened. He says it's a joke to say they did not. No, it's a joke that you would even spew this bullshit on your show.
It's a joke that he's allowed on that radio network.
Okay. His expertness says people should stop all the outlandish theories. Okay, now, the outlandish like the governments, like Hopsickers, like Kyle Hentz and 911truth.orgs, like those outlandish theories, like yours, Abramson. It's just incredible. He says, the physical evidence, he calls it speculative garbage. We shouldn't focus on the speculative physical evidence.
Now, who was saying this one day after 9/11?
Mike Ruper.
Mike Ruper, who was saying there was no controlled demolition, we shouldn't look at Israel, and we shouldn't look at physical evidence. Mike Ruper, who has scammed so many people, who has done more damage to the 9/11 truth movement than anybody. The guy who did an inside job breaking into his own office, then had to flee to Venezuela when the cops were going to give him a lie detector test and arrest him. Abramson is quoting Mike freaking Rupert saying, don't look at physical evidence.
You know what's really funny? I guess that also includes physics.
Yeah.
The science of the controlled demolitions is also speculative garbage to this 23-year-old who's been doing a show for less than 3 weeks. Okay. Anyway, he says we should build a real movement with real questions that can be put in a grand jury. Hello? What grand jury? Which court? Where is the compelling authority?
Yeah. And where has he been for the last 5 years when that's what everybody's been trying to do?
You know, I'm so glad he had all these great ideas. Where would this whole movement be without this kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he says, let me see here. He thinks this is going to, like, convince the majority, like, lickety-split. Like, here we've been 5 years in the running, telling people about all this research, all the various information, and this kid's got the solution.
Now, what's he say about the American Free Press?
Yeah. Okay, so he takes some shots. He took a shot at the Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
What do you say about them?
He says they come on that network with every crackpot theory.
Oh, you mean like all the cell phone calls were real? Like that crackpot theory?
Yeah, and the no plane stuff. Hello, do you talk to your chief consultant? Because your chief consultant doesn't seem to have a problem with the no-plane theory, Mr. Abramson. You might want to talk to Webster once in a while. He also took some shots at the American Free Press, Willis Cardo, and the Barnes Review.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's really interesting because he comes on, he does this show, and he's sort of insulting, not sort of, he is insulting and putting down other hosts on the network.
And the American Free
now,
Press.
Now, the American Free Press is advertised. They're in a business relationship with Republic Broadcasting Network and John Stadtmiller. Michael Collins Piper does a very good show on that network. And also, one of the scholars does a show on that network, James Fetzer.
Right.
So now he's just, like, taken a jab at two different hosts on that network. This new guy on the block.
Plus, of all the entities in this country that have been vocal and have spoken out about the true culprits in 9/11, Israel's central role in 9/11, guess who one of the major sources has been? The American Free Press.
Yeah.
Yet this Jewish 23-year-old punk that's sticking up for Israel has taken pot shots at the American Free Press, one of the few entities that's actually fingered the real culprits behind 9/11. What is John Stadtmiller doing having this kid on his network?
It's just, he says, basically, unlike the American Free Press and the Barnes Review, he's not singularly obsessed with the Jews, with the Jew, and Israel. Well,
yeah.
He is a Jew.
Yeah. And
he's obsessed with the Pakistanis, the Saudis, and the Muslims.
Which is what the Israel First neocons have been spouting for 5+ years now. I said it earlier, I'll say it again. The mainstream media is infiltrated by these types of people, and look what the hell John Stadtmiller's letting in here. A neocon spewing Israel First punk kid that's putting out so much garbage and is polluting this movement with so much confusion.
What he's doing is making it murkier.
You're
he's
right.
Making the world more complicated and the waters murkier.
And I guess
that's by design.
And think now, Lisa, Stadtmiller said he wanted a younger face. He wanted to get younger voices. So here's this 23-year-old punk kid.
What's a hip-hopper.
And he's going to get his younger buddies there to listen to the show so they can spread the word. Think, everybody listening to this show, think what these kids are going to spread, what disinformation they're going to spread if they're listening to D.L. Abramson. The cell phone calls were real. Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. On and on and on. It was the Arabs that did it. It was a real hijacking.
All you have to do is put his name into Google, -MySpace, and his site will come up, his MySpace page, and you can get a load of his friends. Talk about some creepy crawlies.
Yeah. Is this the face? And you know, there are actually younger kids out there that don't adore, that don't bow at the altar of hip-hop music.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not going to get into this a whole lot, but there are a lot of kids that think hip-hop is nothing but glorifying drugs, glorifying pimps, glorifying the hood, glorifying
rape and murder.
Yeah, rape and murder
violence.
And violence. Now, is this the face we want of the new 9/11 movement?
You know how they try to smooth that over because they make a few 9/11 truth hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
But see, is that the majority of their song themes? No.
And the rest they want to emulate Eminem.
They'll put out... Check out my 9/11 truth hip-hop music. But what about the rest of their music? You know, the ones that talk about them raping women and overdosing on drugs and selling drugs to kids and killing and things like that.
Beating women.
Yeah,
this is the new face of 9/11, the hip-hop.
Yeah, come on.
Disinfo, guys.
That's going to make 9/11 truther people legitimate, more credible
right.
in the eyes of the solid majority who doesn't know a damn thing.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Way to go. If he said it once, he said it, I don't know how many times. His life is in danger. He's putting himself at great risk for doing this. He's not making any money off this. He said that at least 3 times.
And
he's not making any money. I can see that. It really bothers him, too. He had to repeat himself over and over.
Here's the big Alex Jones emulation now.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, we all know...
Well, it was a cross between Jack Blood and Alex Jones through the whole thing.
Yeah, we all know that... The New World Order has been trying to kill Alex Jones for 10 to 12 years now. Of course, they haven't been successful, even though they've killed how many other people that they've wanted to kill, but miraculously, because God speaks directly to Alex Jones, the New World Order hasn't been able to kill him. Now, D.L. Abramson, a whole 23 years old, Lisa,
doing his show for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, it's such a threat. It's such a threat to the New World Order, that they want to kill him now.
And he kept using words like globalists. You know, the same Alex Jones vagary that everybody else gets to hear constantly. So in between repeating multiple times that his life is at risk, and he's engaging in this extreme sacrifice. Listen, buddy, it's not a sacrifice if you have conviction, if you have principles. Okay? It's no sacrifice then. Telling the truth shouldn't be a sacrifice for you. If it is, maybe you should consider doing something else. You know, like washing windows, like you did supposedly yesterday morning.
Okay, we got a couple more minutes, so what are we going to wrap
up
with?
He says, Lockheed Martin was crawling all over his website the night. You know, this is just
I'm so important, I'm on the radar screen.
Yeah. Private military intelligence agencies are watching me.
All these other people that have been studying the New World Order for decades and decades, but D.L. Abramson is such a threat that the war machine now is crawling through his website.
Yeah, he makes himself sound, and in fact, one of the callers, two callers called into his show. One guy called him a hero.
Yeah.
A hero.
For 3 weeks.
This kid is a hero.
3 weeks.
You know, you'd think he's the next best thing to Jesus, except his religion doesn't believe in Jesus.
Hmm. And the other person
they believe Jesus is boiling in hot excrement in hell.
According to the Talmud. And the other person called in and started doing a rap. Some kind of rap introduction. So this is what we need. All the people that have been listening to RBN and have been tuning into shortwave for decades, now they're going to hear rap music.
Yeah, I just want to tell you who he links to. He links to InfoWars, Jeff Rentz, Prison Planet, What Really Happened, The Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Jack Blood, 9/11 Blogger, Lou Rockwell, and Kurt Nimmo. On his MySpace, he also links to the psychos that have been stalking me for over a year.
Can't you see? It's all the same club.
And a lot of scary-looking people. A lot of scary-looking people. Yeah. This is the new, younger face of 9/11 Truth.
Yeah. So, there's more here, but this was... And remember, all of this garbage was spewed within a span of just 1 hour on Abramson's radio show.
Yeah.
1 hour.
We don't have to worry about the government or the mainstream media spinning 9/11 Truth because we have the alternative media and the poser 9/11 untruth hip-hop posse now to do that for us.
And last but not least, to think that we're, so that nobody doesn't think we're playing on the up and up, I called John Stattmiller yesterday. He wasn't available. The person had answered, took a message. I gave my name and said, I'd like to speak with John. So I was going to ask him, John, what in God's name are you doing putting a 23-year-old punk disinfo artist like this on your network? When we saw John speak at the American Free Press Conference about 3 weeks ago, he was talking about how hard it is to keep his station going, how tight money is, all the struggles and challenges that are facing him. Yet he goes out and puts quite possibly the worst radio show host I've ever heard, who spewed more disinformation in less time than anybody I've ever heard ever in my life. And John, this is directly to you. If you want to destroy your radio network, if you want to go belly up, if you want to go broke, you keep this son of a bitch on your network, because I guarantee you, when people open their eyes up and see what you're putting out there, what filth, it's bad enough that you still have Greg Zemanski. Does he still have Zemanski on his network?
I don't even know if that guy still has a pulse.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about
him. Why do you think Zemanski doesn't write for the American Free Press anymore? Because they dumped him. Because their eyes were opened up and they realized how many lies he was telling. And
because
he was caught
in fabrications.
Right.
That's why.
And if John still has him on his network, you have to ask why. John, if you want people to respect your network, if you want them to put trust in your hosts, you damn well better get these worthless disinfo artists off as soon as possible.
The question is, why would Stattmiller let this guy go on there and cast this kind of impression about his other show hosts, the American Free Press and the Barnes Review? This kid...
And the Scholars.
Where did this kid come from?
Yeah. Yeah, where did he come from? Another kid...
Who is he?
And I know that... When his site first came out, it was about a month ago or so. Everybody talks about people just popping up out of nowhere. Popping up out of nowhere. This kid popped up. He had a website a month ago. He's been doing this show for 3 months. What the hell is John Stattmiller doing letting him on his network?
He says his show is his hour and it has nothing to do with any of the other hosts. But then he did a Daryl Smith on his show yesterday, too. He said, I've probably said too much. I've probably sunk myself.
I hope so.
Well, at the very least, you stuck both feet and your legs down your throat.
Everybody listening today, you're being scammed. You're being lied to. You're being betrayed. and you're being made to look like fools if you're going to allow this kind of stuff on the one of the big networks that you listen to. Please.
How could you, like, omit altogether the science of 9/11 that is not speculative,
well, Lisa,
that is solid, that is
physical
concrete?
Evidence isn't important, according to D.L. Abramson. Everybody out there, contact John Stadtmiller, contact RBN, and say, damn it, we're not going to tune in, we're not going to give you money, we're not going to support you one bit if you keep these, I'm going to curb my language, if you keep these disinfo artists on your network, because we were so repulsed yesterday. We were going to talk about something completely different today. But after we heard that show, we said, the hell with that, we're bringing this information out, and this is why people in the alternative media don't like us, because we're telling the truth and we're not turning a blind eye to this disinfo.
And look who he's pandering to. The slacker generation. The slacker generation, you know, the ones known for their critical thinking skills, the ones who ask the really hard questions, you know, like, where's the dope? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the people who ponder and reflect, the people who consider the physical evidence.
But see, being 23 years old, D.L. Abramson's already a genius. His critical skills are so far beyond anyone else's.
He's a big boy on the block now.
That he's figured out 9/11, and thank God, because it's been 5 years.
Forget about all the years of research that other people have done. We can just throw that all out the window. Now we've got Abramson.
This kid.
His 9/11 expertness.
This kid's a liar, and he's Jewish, Zionist, neocon, disinfo. Do you want that, folks? We don't. We're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, we hope this opened your eyes up a little bit.
See you then.